two ships, one named Healy, the other Renda, figure in today's GeoQuiz. Renda's a Russian oil tanker loaded with fuel. It's trailing a U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker named Healy. This U.S.-Russian expedition is bringing much-needed fuel to Nome, Alaska, where diesel and gasoline supplies are running low. So the ships are slowly making their way across an icy sea. That's the stretch of water we want you to name. The sea separates the Kamchatka Peninsula from the Aleutian Islands, and it freezes up in places this time of year, making passage difficult. At one point yesterday, sea ice up to 4 feet thick forced Renda and Healy to come to a full stop. We'll get an update from Nome, Alaska, and name this icy sea in just a few minutes. To Nome, Alaska now, where residents are anxiously awaiting the arrival of a Russian oil tanker. It's bringing much-needed diesel fuel and gasoline to the community there. Deliveries are tough this time of year because of the thick sea ice that blocks access to Nome's harbor. Local radio reporter Ben Matheson is following the story. Ben, this Russian oil tanker, the Renda, where exactly is it, along with the U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker, the Healy, that's helping it on its way?
They're in the Bering Sea, about 100 miles just south of Nome. Close to Emonic, that's where the mouth of the Yukon River is, and approaching the Norton Sound. They're expected within a couple days now.
The Bering Sea, that is the answer to our geo quiz today. So how has this journey gone so far? Have you been able to speak with the American on board the Renda who's going to guide them through the ice?
I was able to speak with Marine pilot Captain Pete Gray. During the weekend, they had extremely slow process, making it 12 miles one day. When the Healy would carve a path through the ice, the pressure from all sides due to winds, tide, and general ice pressure would just push the ice into the Renda and cause it to get stuck a number of times. And the Healy was using its full ice breaking capabilities, going back and carving relief cuts. They picked up the pace Monday and picked up 45 miles in an afternoon.
Given the difficulties these ships are having, how anxious are residents of Nome right now?
Things aren't as tight as they're made out to be. We do have a buffer of about 3 months of fuel going into March sometime. In a couple months, though, things get tight.
We are talking mostly diesel fuel and gasoline.
Correct. We have adequate supplies of home heating fuel. This is automotive fuel that's coming through, so people are staying warm in this cold snap right now. As of right now, 23 below.
Yeah, so fuel is critical to the Nome community. It's interesting that northern countries, including the U.S. and Russia, have been jockeying over Arctic sea routes that are opening up. But this is a case of cooperation. What's the Coast Guard saying about this mission?
The Coast Guard is very happy to show off some of its Arctic capabilities. That said, we are working with a Russian tanker, a Russian vessel, and the Coast Guard wanted to show an abundance of caution in this effort. So even though this Russian tanker is very ice capable and it's ice classed, they wanted to put forth their only functioning icebreaker at the moment, the Healy. So it's an unlikely pair that's making the journey north.
Homeland Security actually had to issue a waiver for this to happen?
They had to buy gasoline in Dutch Harbor, and the Jones Act does not allow foreign flag vessels to transport U.S. goods between two U.S. ports. We ended up receiving a waiver that says this fuel is necessary for national security. Secretary Janet Napolitano gave us a waiver saying that this is indeed necessary for the interest of national defense.
And why specifically a Russian tanker?
When we first found out that the fuel wasn't coming up this fall after a storm blocked the original barge that was going to come up during our short shipping season, the companies involved began, they said they're looking all around the world, all across the country. They could not find anything in the United States that was capable or available. There's not a lot of ice-capable tankers, tugs in that sense. But in Russia, these winter fuel deliveries are a matter of normal business. Mm. This is the first ever in Western Alaska, and we were able to tap into that expertise and that experience in the Russian Northeast.
Ben Matheson at KNOM in Nome, Alaska. Thank you very much, and stay warm.
Thank you. Yep. Have a good one.
This is PRI.